I want to read the first four verses of Hebrews chapter 12. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. What I want to begin by considering this morning is the endurance of Jesus Christ. I don't know if this is something that you've ever thought about, that you've ever considered, but it's talked about here that he endured. It says twice that he endured. He endured the cross. And it says in the next verse that he endured the contradiction of sinners against himself. So if you stop and think about the endurance of Christ, you begin to consider just how important it was that he endured. That is, that he continued on, that he pressed forward, that he didn't give up, that he didn't quit, that he didn't stop when things were difficult. Jesus himself said, as he was preparing for his death and preparing to go to the cross, he said himself that at his word, he could have 12 legions of angels sent to deliver him. So he knew full well, his mind was full of the clear knowledge that had he desired to be delivered from his destiny, from his suffering, from the contradiction of sinners and the death on the cross, had he wanted at any moment to give in, give up, and escape, he could have called and have 12 legions of angels come and deliver him. But he pressed on, he continued on through the suffering, through the difficulty, and he endured the cross and endured the contradiction of sinners against himself. May this be an example to us as we consider that our salvation, our deliverance from sin depends upon the fact that Jesus did not stop but pressed on to complete the work of salvation for his people. And as we look to him and we consider, as it says, as we look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, may that be an inspiration to us to press on, to continue, to not give up, to not faint, as it says in his word. I have taught you, preached to you about virtues of character that God's word exhorts us to add to our faith, to build. God has given us everything that we need to exercise and use these virtues. And one of the most important, though maybe not the most discussed and talked about virtues, is the virtue of endurance. It's not the most showy one. It's not the most magnificent. Sometimes it's very, not very glorious, serving the Lord in this way. But it is one of the most important, fundamental attributes of what it means to serve God in this life. That is, to continue on. To continue to press forward. When nobody's looking, when you're not getting any praise or acclaim for it, when it's hard, when you want to give up, when you're suffering, when you're afraid, continuing to press on in the service of the Lord, obedient to his will. You know, when you imagine yourself and what you might do in service to God, perhaps you sometimes imagine some great act of of courage or some great act of self-sacrifice, laying down your life for the cause of Christ, shedding your blood, giving your life in some great act, like when we consider the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ, men like Peter, who Jesus said to him, he said, when you're old, people are going to lead you around where you don't want to go. And when his time came, they hung Peter on a cross. He told him to turn it upside down because he wasn't worthy to die in the same way as his Lord. And he died and he shed his blood in this great act of self-sacrifice. And we look to that and we are in awe of that and we are inspired by that. But you know that the great thing about Peter's service to the Lord and others like him was not just that he, in the end, gave his life for Jesus, but that for all of the years leading up to that, he continued to press on in the service of the Lord, and he made it to that day. It wasn't a sprint to the finish line. You know, we have the analogy of the race. It was a marathon. He had to press on through the years of him being put into prison, being persecuted, being questioned, being exhorted not to preach in the name of Jesus, then being whipped and sent away. And he had to press on. But not only that, but he had to press on years later, when he got tired. When the memory of walking with Jesus and seeing his risen form had become distant 10 years later, 20 years later. And he thinks back and he remembers these things, but they're not so fresh in his mind anymore. The high of emotion has worn off. His body's tired. He's sore. He's not as young as he used to be. And he continued to press on. That's what service to the Lord is like. It's not always glorious. But God is pleased with that kind of faithful, diligent, and continuing service to the Lord. And we could all stand to grow in this, that we would, as it says, run with patience the race that is set before us. And really, this, what I'm talking about today is really the same thing, I think, as the biblical idea of patience. It's just not always what we think about when we think of patience. Because we think about patience as waiting. You know, be patient. We're waiting for something to happen. We're waiting. Be patient. Be patient. We have to wait. And that's a component of patience. But when the Bible talks about patience, it isn't often just talking about waiting. It's talking about obedience. It's talking about continuing in the way of the Lord. Continuing on. That's what patience is. So run with patience the race that is set before you. Continue. Press on. Don't give up. You're going to get tired. It's going to hurt. You're going to be in pain. You're going to be suffering. But continue to press on. Continue to press on. And when you grow weary and when you're discouraged, look to Jesus at all times. Look to Him, the author and finisher of our faith. He continued on. He ran his race. He made it to the finish line, even when it was tired. In Romans, it speaks about how God will reward those who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory, honor, and immortality. He will reward them with eternal life. That's the character of those that are the children of God. With patient continuance in well-doing. A continual obedience to God's word. In Galatians, it speaks about how it exhorts us to not be weary in well-doing. But in due season, you will reap if you faint not. It's this exhortation to continue on, to press on. Do not be weary in well-doing. Having this exhortation to you ought to tell you that there will be a tendency for you to get tired of doing the right thing. For you to get tired of walking in obedience to the Lord. That's our flesh in us. God's Spirit in us delights to do God's work. But our flesh, our nature, grows weary of doing the right thing, of walking in the ways of the Lord. It gets tired. It gets discouraged. It doesn't like to suffer. It likes when things are pleasurable, when things are pleasant, when things are easy. That's what our flesh likes and desires and wants. So you are exhorted, don't grow weary in well-doing. For in due season, when the time comes, when the time's right, in God's time, that's what patience is. Continue on. Don't give up. Press on in your service to the Lord. Some days, it will feel wonderful. It'll be great. You'll feel your heart welling up with the joy of serving God. And some days, it won't feel that way. Some days, it'll feel hard. You'll be like in the psalm. You know, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And he's crying out to God, God, where are you? I'm waiting for you. And we will go through these twists and these turns, but God's word encourages us to continue on with the confidence and faith in a Savior who began a good work in you and faith is faithful to continue it to the very end. Our Savior is one that does not give up, that does not stop, but he continues on. I know for me personally, this is something I have to continue to learn. I know that in my flesh, I don't want to press on. I grow tired. I grow weary. I want to give up. And sometimes it's just a very simple thing. Last fall, I entered an event. I told some of you about it at the time. I probably mentioned that I went hiking up in Vermont 1 week. And actually, I'd entered an event, not a competition, but an event. And this was an event unlike anything I'd ever heard of before. This was the event. They had rented out a mountain in Vermont, like rented out a whole mountain. And it was a ski mountain, so it had a gondola that could go up and down the mountain. And the event was, we were camped out at the base of the mountain, and for a couple of days, we had like about 2.5 days, and we're camped out at the base, and the event was to walk up this mountain. And I've done, you know, a lot of hiking. I love hiking. But this was not like any hiking I'd done before. It was just going straight up the side, the face of the mountain, walking up. It was steep. And I would find out just how difficult that was later on. But this is the event. Hike up the mountain, take the gondola down, hike up the mountain again, take the gondola down, hike up the mountain again. The goal was to do it 17 times. Because that would add up to 29,029 feet, which is the elevation of Mount Everest. So, of course, it's not as hard as climbing Mount Everest. As you know, climbing Mount Everest is incredibly dangerous, and you have elevation, you have all these things. But it was the elevation from sea level of Mount Everest going up. So it was an endurance event. So I entered this event, and I went, and I camped out, and I wanted to do it for a few different reasons. You know, I wanted to meet interesting people because you got to be a little bit weird to sign up for something like this. So I thought, I'd like to meet people that are interested in this. I like hiking. I like the outdoors. But I also, I had this desire as well to put myself in a situation that forced me to press on and something that would test me and stretch me. And one of the things that I was thinking about as I was doing this event is I was thinking about my life. I was thinking about, you know, how can I continue on? How can I pastor this church? How can I continue on being faithful to my wife? and working my job and pressing on and being consistent and stable and steady in all these challenges in life. When it gets difficult, when it gets hard, if I can't even endure physical difficulty that comes with an event like this, if I can't even press on when I'm uncomfortable, when my legs hurt, when I feel like I'm going to throw up. And so I entered this event. And so, you know, I started off and I went up. And it was hard. It was physically the hardest thing that I've ever attempted. And I say attempted because I didn't make it up 17 times. But I went up once, and I went up twice. And on my third way up, I began to be overcome with emotion because my whole body and my mind is just overcome. It's physically painful, but it's also invigorating because I'm looking out, you know, at this mountain and I'm trudging up, and you just put one step in front of another and just try to keep going and keep going. And I was thinking about the church. I was thinking about being a pastor. I was thinking about a lot of different things. Maybe it's a little cheesy, but one of the things I was thinking about was, I was thinking about Winston Churchill speaking to Parliament as the Nazis are threatening Great Britain back during that time. And the reason I'm, you know, this isn't necessarily the kind of thing that always runs through my mind, but I've seen a preview for the Winston Churchill movie. And so this is going in my mind, and I wrote this down so I remember it. This is what he is saying in this speech about the Nazi threat. He said, "We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender." And that, you know, it was inspiring to me to think about that. Continue on. Don't give up. Press on. Press on. And so I learned a lot from this. I made it up 8 times. I was completely beyond my ability to go. And it was really good for me because it showed me something about myself when you test yourself. It showed me that I wasn't as strong in all the ways I thought I was strong. It showed me that I was weak in areas that I didn't even realize I was weak. And it put me to the test. And I wasn't able to complete it. But I learned a lot from that experience. And when I consider something like that, a physical and mental difficulty, strain that put so much pressure on me, something that was so much that I wasn't able to continue and finish that, how much more it magnifies to me when I consider Jesus pressing on through his suffering, that he didn't give up. One of the things that was hard about that event for me and other people was nobody's making you do this. You can stop anytime you want. You can go back to your tent and you can lay down at any minute. And that's always in the back of your mind when you want to quit. And so you have to keep going even when you don't want to. Well, Jesus, he kept pressing on. He kept pressing on. The mountain he needed to climb was unlike anything we could ever climb, or that he ever asked us to climb. Because he knows that we are weak, but he is strong. And when we're weak, and when we're completely without strength, and we feel like we can't continue on, we're right. We can't. We cannot go on without his strength. Without his strength, we cannot continue. But he's faithful. So if we're facing temptation, he gives us a way of escape. Cry out for strength when we're weak. James writes this in James chapter 1, verse 12. He says, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to them that love him. An endurance test is a trial. It tests what you're made of. It tests your ability to go on. It says that we will be tested with temptation. And we're called to endure. Because when we're tried, we'll receive the crown of life. I want to just finish off with some comments about one of the parables that Jesus tells, the parable of the sower, famous parable. I won't go through and exposit this whole parable. It's one that's really familiar to us, the parable of the sower with the four different situations of the soil. And I recently listened to this. I listened through Matthew and I heard this parable again. And you remember this, the seed that falls on the pathway, and it's when the devil comes and steals the word, and there's the seed that falls in the stony ground, and it springs up for a little while, but it doesn't endure. And it's those that receive the word with joy, but when persecution comes, they fall away, and they don't endure. And then there's the seed that falls among the tares and it among the weeds, and it begins to grow, but then it's choked. And that corresponds to those who receive the word, but then the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word and make it unfruitful. And then there's the seed that falls in the good ground and it brings up and it bears fruit 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. And that's those that receive the word in the noble heart, and it goes up and it bears fruit. And one of the aspects of this, when you consider it, one of the things, in some ways, the main thing that sets apart what happens with the good soil as to all the others, is just that continues on. That it continues on. You know, the one where in the stony ground, it sprouts up and it receives the word for a while, the way Jesus describes it. He says, those that receive the word for joy. But it says they dureth not, they don't endure. It doesn't continue on. So as we look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, the one that continued on, where any one of us would have given up, would have run out of strength long before he did. He pressed on. He began, he continued, and he finished his course. And may we look to him, and through him, may we grow in our ability to continue on, to press on, and to finish the race that is set before us, to run it with patience, not growing weary in well-doing, for in due season it says we will reap the fruit if we faint not, if we do not give up.